This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Yeah, it's Men in the 30s only. It's a podcast for everyone. Yeah, we're men in our 30s only. We're in our prime and we're having fun. Yeah, I know you love the feeling when a new podcast is out. Yeah, it gives you something to listen to when you're feeling down.
We're back. It's our 50th podcast. It's a milestone for men in their 30s. We're in our prime. We're in the prime of our podcast because 50 episodes. Mike, can you believe it's been 50 episodes?
Heyo! Nope, I can't. It's been 50 episodes. It took us 2 years to get there. It's a weekly podcast, and it took us 50.
That's because we take a hiatus because you're too busy because of professional sports playoffs for some reason.
No, these past, 2 months of my life, I think I'm going to look back, and this will be, the best 2 months of my life. Like, I really, when I'm 7 years old, I'm going to be like, man, I wish I could go back to those 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, right? Me and you sitting on the couch watching the Pens win the Stanley
Cup.
Yeah,
yeah, for real.
Just me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny's here.
Who is that? Who is that?
By the way, we have a special guest. How many times have you been on the podcast now?
This is my third.
Your third time. Johnny Etskanish is here as our guest on our very special 50th episode. I was about to introduce you, but you jumped in at works. But yeah, you guys watched. We could talk about that first. We're from the Pittsburgh area. Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup. You two watched it on the couch. I watched it at Console Arena. I went with my buddy Dane, and it was 16,000 some people going crazy as if the game was happening there. It was a pretty cool experience. It was pretty fun. We ran down the street, high-fiving everybody in the cars, screaming, yelling. People were going pretty crazy, and that was a fun experience. And it's the fourth time I got to see the Penguins do that in my lifetime. It's pretty awesome. 4 Stanley Cups, 2 Super Bowl wins in my lifetime as a Pittsburgh sports fan. No World Series. They won a World Series right before I was born, so I didn't get
to. Were you in your mom's belly?
I don't even think so. I think it was even before that.
I know where you are.
Yep. I was just floating around.
You were in heaven.
Yep. I was in heaven.
I figured out that the 4 sports teams I root for, which is the Browns, Pirates, Penguins, Cavaliers, I think I started watching sports about when I was 7.
Right.
So I've watched 125 seasons worth of those teams play. And they win a championship every 41 seasons.
And it's always just the Penguins.
The Penguins are the only team out of those 4 ever seen.
At least you read for one winner. That's cool.
I feel honored to be on the 50th episode.
Yeah.
Did you guys have to figure out who the guest was going to be?
Yep.
Yeah.
We took a lot of time figuring it out, and we made the right decision, I think. I can tell already.
I just want the guests to know that you guys are in store for a big podcast today. We've been planning this 50th episode for quite some time now, and we're going to pull out all the stops.
Right. I want to know why it's been the best 2 months of your life. I mean, okay, you watched the Penguins win the Stanley Cup. That's cool.
Oh, I've been golfing a lot. The Cavaliers have been playing. So, every other night, I get to either watch the Penguins in a playoff game or the Cavaliers. I get to either watch it with my friends or with my dad who likes sports. I got this awesome job now where I can kind of just you know, I'm like in charge of myself. I'm like my own boss, kind of, as long as my bosses aren't actually listening to this podcast. Yeah, just no, it's been really good. And it's just, I feel like everything that I do, I want to do in a sense. There's no, not, I'm not forced to do anything.
Well, that's great.
Mike, most of this 2 months, the things you're describing, going golfing, you do with me. Watch the Cavs, you do with me.
Yeah.
Watch the Penguins, you do with me. So is, am I a big part of this?
It's because basically the, Johnny's been in my life a lot the past 2 months, and it's, that's why it's been the greatest 2 months of my life.
Well, that's good.
So if you want to have a perfect life, hang out with Johnny.
Yeah, true. I gotta right off the bat, I made some notes of things I want to talk about. Right off the bat, I got to talk about this. You guys may have seen I wrote this on Facebook, but I had an amazing experience today. Someone was ringing my doorbell, which my doorbell is the funniest noise. It's not a bell. It just goes, Nobody uses it because it doesn't work. But I was like, what is that? Andre didn't even bark. That's how little noise it makes. But I'm always a little bit wary when someone's ringing the doorbell. I'm like, I don't know. So what I always do when someone rings the doorbell is I put on my shoes, I go downstairs, and I come up around behind them. And I know that that's weird, but like I live kind of like a little bit, this isn't necessarily the sticks, but I'm not in a neighborhood where that's a normal thing. So if someone's knocking on my door, I want to have the jump on them.
So you go out a separate door.
I go downstairs.
Different from where they are and walk up behind them.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you say boo or anything?
No, I just see who it is.
Hey, everybody. It's Chris. I just want to interrupt the podcast real quick. It's the next day, actually, after we recorded this podcast. And since it's the 50th podcast, I wanted to do something different. So about a year ago, I don't know the exact date. You guys could maybe look it up. Maybe I should have looked it up. But game four of the NBA Finals last year, which was right around this same time, the same two teams were playing, the Cleveland Cavs and Golden State Warriors. The three of us, myself, Johnny, and Mike, took a trip to Cleveland to go to Game 4 of the NBA Finals, and we actually recorded a podcast on the way there in the car. But we were rooting for the Cavs, and they lost, so we decided to not even post the podcast. But then I found the file of the podcast that we never released. So throughout this episode, I am going to skip back in time to our podcast from last year and put that in. I thought that would be a cool thing to do for the 50th episode of our podcast. So without any further ado, here's us about 1 year ago.
Hey-o! I totally screwed that up.
That's all right. It's fine because we're doing a podcast from my car and we're on our way to where?
To Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland to go to Game 4 of the NBA Finals. This is Chris. I'm here with Mike. And we got Johnny in the back seat.
Hey, guys.
Johnny,
how's it going?
Johnny was a past guest. I don't remember what episode. But we're going to Cleveland.
Yep, we're going to see Bronze James rip it up tonight.
We're going to go see Bronze. Surprisingly, the Cavaliers are underdogs, but that doesn't bother us.
Yeah, right now the line is Cavs plus 3 and 193.5 for any sports enthusiasts out there.
But, yeah, we're in our car. We're on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We're about to hit the Ohio boundary, and we would maybe just like to talk. And maybe we'll do the second half of the podcast on the way home because we're going to drive all the way back home tonight.
That could be a really depressing podcast if the Cavs lose.
But they're not going to.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about that. I decided, you know why I decided, actually the NBA Finals, I posted this on the Men in Their 30s Only Facebook page. It's my two favorite NBA teams are playing each other, but you know what the deciding factor in me rooting for the Cavs is, and not, no, it's not because Mike is a Cavs fan. You know why?
I know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's because LeBron's a man in his 30s. He's in his prime.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's not in his prime.
That's why he's been struggling.
Yeah, that's why he only won MVP this year. But, yeah, LeBron's a man in his 30s. I got to go root for a man in his 30s.
You know, LeBron actually told D-Wade, he did an interview, and he actually told him he was pissed he didn't win the MVP. So I think that's a lot of motivation.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I know I came in third this season, but I know what I put out there. I know I'm MVP my team every game.
It's true.
I don't know about the players, but I know myself. I'm so nervous right now. Like, I really can't even put together sentences. I can't eat.
You were doing pretty good eating those Twizzlers.
I can eat Twizzlers, but I couldn't eat any solid food.
And I just have, like, this nervous, anxious feeling. And I think the game is, like, 6 hours away from starting.
So what? That's good. Why you said nervous? I mean, I think, like, the Cavs look good.
It's like that nervous excitement. It's, I'm like, just wondering, is it the same for the players?
It's like I felt the night before Kenny when I was a kid. Like, I couldn't sleep. I was so anxious. Like, I knew when I woke up the next day. And you have that with Christmas mornings, too. But, you know, I relate it more to Kennywood.
Yeah, for sure. For anyone listening who's not from around us, Kennywood's an amusement park near Pittsburgh. It's my favorite amusement park in the world. But we're kind of going to the Kennywood of Ohio right now. Which
Kennywood's not worldwide popular?
I don't know. Maybe
people
some people.
People in Nebraska don't know where Kennywood is.
I don't know. Maybe they do. But we're going to the, what is it, Quicken Loans Arena?
Quicken Loans Arena.
A.K.A. the Q.
We're going to the Q tonight. And, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I've never been to an NBA game at all. My first ever NBA game is an NBA Finals game.
That's the way to do it.
So we kind of spend a lot on tickets, but I justify that by thinking, okay, divide that over all 35 years of my life, go to one game a year, and it doesn't seem that expensive.
You have some really weird ways to rationalize spending so much money on tickets.
Yeah.
Your other theory was?
Was we're going to bet the Cavs anyway, so as long as they win, it's fine.
So you could apply that if you're going to buy, you know,
a house.
A house. Well, just bet $40,000 on Detroit. And if they win, it's like I didn't even buy a house.
That's awesome. You could buy a house for $40,000 by betting on Detroit.
Well, where Chris is going to live.
Which Detroit team would you bet $40,000 on?
That little theory was if you were from Detroit. Pistons? That's all based on that.
Oh, okay.
It's actually my second NBA game. My first one was actually Easter Sunday. Mike and I went. And we celebrated LeBron James on Easter. So it was, they won, they beat the Bulls, so that was good. And, you know, today I wanted to go to an NBA Finals game because it's a once in a lifetime thing. But really, one of the reasons, the main reason why I'm going is because of Mike. I mean, for Mike, Cleveland, you know, he's a diehard fan, and, you know, I want to see them win, and I want Mike to be happy. So I'm here for Mike. I'm supporting Cleveland as much as I'm supporting Mike in this.
Yeah, I also have another buddy, Tony, who's a huge Cleveland Cavs fan. He's from, originally from Cleveland, and I even more so, he's a LeBron fan who stayed faithful to LeBron even when he left Cleveland. Like, unlike Mike,
yeah,
who buried his jersey.
I'm a huge baby.
Did you dig up that jersey? Is that the jersey you're wearing?
No, it's still there. I do regret how I acted because I acted like a giant baby.
Yeah.
But when he came back last summer, that seriously was. I was emotional. I'm not going to lie. There were some tears when he announced that he was coming back. And then just this whole season, like when they made it to the finals, again, I was like kind of emotional. Just seeing what he did for this entire city, it's insane.
Why didn't you dig up the jersey?
Well, it's actually underneath some mulch, so weeds don't grow up through it. It serves a purpose.
All right, so we'll go back to last year again, maybe a few times during this podcast, but let's go back to yesterday.
Who was it?
Anyway, it was a guy selling, like, home security things.
Was it Vivint?
Yes.
Orange.
Yes, it was orange. Yep. It was orange. But this was the greatest thing, the greatest reaction someone ever had. Like, the first thing he said to me, he turned and looked, he said, "Whoa. You're cool, man." that was his greeting. Like, he was, I mean, I was wearing gym shorts, a t-shirt, my Penguin Stanley Cup hat. And I don't know. Like, I was like, what? He went, "You're cool." Like, the opposite of warm. And I was still confused. He had a little bit of an accent. He was a Latino guy, maybe in his early 20s. But I was like, if I needed home security, if I wasn't moving pretty soon, then I probably just because of that would have went, "You're my man."
How did he know?
I don't know how he knew I was cool. Just knew.
Well, something with Vivint that you would like is if someone rings your doorbell, that's part of the sales pitch for them is you have an app on your phone and you could see who's at the door.
Right.
And you could take a picture of them and you could talk to them.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So it does do cool things, but I have the same story. The guy stopped at my house yesterday, 8 o'clock. And I was, like, dozing off watching TV, and he knocked on my door. He came to my door. He just starts talking to me. And then he asked me if he could see my security system, so he came in. I showed him it. And then he sat on my couch and tried to hard sell me this thing. And I just kept telling him, like, I don't want to do because I don't want to pay $750 to get out of my Guardian contract. right. which is the cancellation fee. But the guy, he was there from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. He literally wow. watched the Cavs game with me because he was waiting for his ride. But the guy, the company's based out of Utah. The Utah Jazz Stadium is the Vivint Stadium. The CEO is Mormon. He was Mormon. He was just in Pittsburgh for the summer working for this company trying to sell because he's going to BYU to be an optometrist. He was also Mormon. He had a ring on, asked if he was married, and he said, no, I'm just engaged. And I was like, oh. I said, you trying to keep the ladies away? And he's like, yeah, I got one. I was like, all right, that's cool, man.
Yeah, the guy who came today, I told him, you know, I'm going to be moving in about a month, and so I can't get this right now. But I said, it was real confusing because I said, well, why don't you give me your information? That way, when I move there, if I need it, I can call you. And he just, like, wrote it on a piece of paper, and he said something real confusing to me. But that's probably what it is. They all came out here. Wow.
Yeah, so their thing is they want to sign you up that night. So if I said, yeah, I want it, they have people in the area. They have, like, three people on foot going to houses. They signed up a bunch of my neighbors. And then they'll install it, like, in an hour. They'll come within 5 minutes. They call them. There's, like, people just driving around. They install that security system that night. He's like, that's what they want. People want to get it. They want to get it right now. The guy sold me so much. He's like, this is so cool. He's like, everyone's going to have it in 5 years. And then he just had, like, thing after thing. And while I was there, I read reviews to him of his company. Right. While he was sitting there, and I'm like, oh, they talk about Mormons. Are you a Mormon? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, they don't like that. And then they talk about how they're real pushy, how their customer service sucks, like all this stuff. And I made the point to him, he's like, a million people have it. The only people that really review stuff are people that are angry. Right. Like, I don't go on and say, man, these headphones I'm wearing are so great. I'm not really wearing headphones, but Christmas.
Right. Well, I had a terrible customer service experience. You guys walked in as I was experiencing it with AT&T. I'll try to tell this as quick as possible. It's so frustrating and upsetting. Called to see if we were eligible for an upgrade for Sarah's phone because Sarah's phone is messed up. May 23rd, called. They said I'd have the phone the next week because she needed the phone. You know, I told them she needs it for work and stuff, work emails, whatever. We're going to be going away. We were going to the cabin and stuff. Anyway, it never came. They said they sent me then I called a week later, the day before we left for the cabin at Deep Creek, and said, hey, my wife needs her phone. It's not here yet. Never got a tracking number. They said my order was canceled. And I said, why? They said, because you didn't accept the terms and conditions. They never sent the terms and conditions to me because they put my email address down wrong. Okay, I said, okay, well, that happens. You guys need to overnight it to me. Took my credit card information, said they were overnighting it to me, said to wait, make sure I wait. The phone never came till like 10 days later, and it was the wrong phone. I told them beforehand it was the wrong phone, so she was supposed to be able to take it to a store and exchange it. She went to the store today to exchange it. They said they were locked out of her account, and they were rude to her. The first woman was. I guess the second guy was mean. I called. You guys saw the end of the conversation. They ended up offering me like rewards for $300 or something, but it was just like the most, I probably spent 20 hours on the phone total, and I was just so frustrated.
Well, let me give you some advice, and everyone out there. All you do when you get in that situation is talk to their manager.
I did that, man.
And then you got to talk to the manager's manager. You got to keep going until you get the person that will just do whatever you want. Because but at that point, you're a pretty high person. You just tell them what's going on. I mean, 95% of the time, I get whatever I want.
I should have let you talk because I probably should have got more.
Hey, real quick, when I tried to buy a phone at the AT&T store at a local mall, I signed up my account or gave my license. I bought like three or four phones. I was trying to buy my mom a phone for like Mother's Day or birthday. And they were like, hey, we don't have Junior on your account. You're not authorized to do it. I'm like, it's my account. I gave you my license and signed it up. And they're like, no. And they were like real mean to me. And there was like a full tons of people in the store. And I was like, you know what? You fucking suck at your job. And his manager came over like, you fucking suck at your job too. I'm like, I'm never coming here again. And I just walked out. Like, the dudes couldn't say anything. There was like a store full of people. I probably shouldn't have done that. But I just have, I don't have a filter sometimes.
Yeah, well, people have it coming sometimes. And, you know, I'm probably going to call back again. And try to, I feel like with everything, I told them, I said, my time is worth $50 an hour. I said, I've spent 15 hours at least talking to you guys on the phone. My wife drove to the mall today, spent her time, which is worth $50 an hour. I said, we should get this phone for free. And he's like, sir, we can't give you the phone for free. They ended up giving me $300 like thing. You guys heard me trying to get a confirmation number on that. They wouldn't give that. He gave me his like ID number or whatever, but frustrating experience. I don't want to talk about it anymore. All right, I just need to
move on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Get that out. You want to keep venting?
as much as I'm sure all you guys want to hear me vent about AT&T more, we're going to go back to a year ago again, right now.
I got in New Jersey, though.
Yeah, I'm actually a LeBron critic. As much as I like him, I do criticize him a lot by his gameplay, the holding the ball, but I support LeBron James. I think it's amazing that he came back.
Yeah? Yeah, I think it's cool. I watched an interview with him as a, was he a 16-year-old? Did you guys watch that interview with him that everyone's been posting?
No.
Or you just watched the...
could have stayed in the left lane, Chris. We could have went straight easy pass, but...
Dang.
Yeah, we had an easy pass opportunity to not even go through these things, and Chris just blew it.
I'm too busy podcasting.
I actually have a funny story about your friend Tony from Cleveland.
What's that?
The other day, my nephew and I were playing basketball, and you know, I asked him, do you know who LeBron James is? He said, yeah, he's a basketball player. And I was like, well, do you know he drinks Sprite? And he said, yeah, because they actually said that because he wanted to drink a Sprite. And I posted some cute videos. He actually called him Bronze James, which is really funny. But, you know, the videos, he says, even if Bronze James doesn't win, he's going to punch the other team and take the trophy and give it to Bronze
James. Which is an awesome game plan.
Yeah, he's 5 years old. He wants to punch the other team, which that's not necessarily great. But, you know, I sent that to Tony and everyone in the group text. I know he liked them. And then Tony talked shit on my five-year-old nephew and basically said that, you know, he wasn't cool, that he liked the original LeBron. The original LeBron kid, which I don't even know who that is, but you know, we could post the videos on the Men in Their 30s page if you want to watch them.
Yeah, maybe we could stick a clip right here.
I like Bronze James. That wasn't actually the clip. I don't have the clip to put in here, but we will go back to current day Chris, Johnny, and Mike, and maybe we'll check back in with Chris, Johnny, and Mike of 2015 again in a little bit. So here you go.
Mike, I see you're peeling. You gotta start wearing sunscreen. You can't be burning. Like, it's really bad for you.
Yeah,
you get wrinkles, it makes you old, you can get skin cancer. Seriously.
I just want to look good.
I know you want to look tan. I know you've gone tanning before, for those who don't know that. But I'm just saying, your arms are peeling. That's not good, man. I want to see you wear sunscreen.
I gotta start wearing it.
That's not hard.
I want to get a good base.
And also, I don't wash my face either with anything. No. Unless maybe... you know, I'm sweating real bad at hockey. Maybe I'll clean it. But for the most part, I use no facial cleaner ever. Same as Nick.
Really? What's up, see, Nick? I thought about that. Like, on last week's podcast, Nick mentioned he doesn't clean his face with soap. And I've thought about that multiple times since then.
Like, isn't it weird that I don't? Today. I was like, yeah, Nick, I don't either. Hey, Nick was a really good guest.
Yeah?
He was good.
Yeah, we like Nick.
Yeah, you like Nick? Mm-hmm. You probably like him more than me because he didn't do a podcast behind your back. I'm surprised Mike had me back.
Here's what something I want to talk about. I stopped taking things I stopped taking this podcast serious. So I don't, like, that wouldn't bother me now. And how do you go about, like, still being serious and passionate about something, but not letting it, like, stuff get to you? Does that make sense?
Yeah. My theory on that is you got to think about, and this is, you know, kind of dark, but you got to think about nothing really matters. So in the end, none of this matters, anything we're doing. That's one way to look at it. But also the flip side of that, the positive side, is everything you're doing matters. So enjoy everything. Have fun. Don't let things get you down. So those are like the negative and positive.
But like at work, you're passionate about your work. Yeah. And you want it to do good. And I know that things make you angry there. Like,
yeah.
But it's because you're passionate and you care. If there's something that...
You can be passionate and care and not get angry about it.
But It's hard to separate that.
Yeah, trust me, I've come a long way. Like, I was, like, super hothead to maybe, like, mild hothead now. Like, it's not easy. You just gotta really... One of the best things I did was, when I'm mad about something, I just kind of try to walk away from it and then just pick it up later. Because no matter what you're doing in that moment, emotion's gonna come out. If you can stop and reflect, like, I'll be super mad about something and I won't say anything the next day. Will I really care that much? No. Because it was something at work. I'm not saving lives. Someone made a mistake. It may be a dumb mistake, but just, you got to just step back.
I don't think I was clear on the question.
Okay, like say you're in Punchline and you're very passionate about it.
Okay.
And then at the same time, you have like a little side band that you're doing that you're not as passionate about. Okay. So if there's an issue with like Punchline, say the recording's not going good, you're going to get like... super angry, opposed to where the side project, if it doesn't go good, you're just like, oh, whatever, we'll just do it tomorrow, or you know?
Okay.
But it's the difference is you're passionate about the one, and so it caused you to get angry, where the other one you're not passionate about, so it doesn't really bother you. How do you stuff not bother you that you're still passionate about?
I think that you have to use that anger as fuel to further what it is you are passionate about, right?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what's the point of getting angry?
Yeah, like being angry.
No, stuff. There's no point. But
it's hard to control it. Like, you control it, but then you also can take it away and be like, okay, I'm mad about this. It's dumb. It's fine. I'm moving on. That's right. It.
I mean, we experience it all the time. We play hockey, and it's so weird. We talk about this. You're playing this game that, like, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter, but you're out there. If someone does something to you, it is like this instantaneous anger that you don't even, the second you, like, slash this person or hit this person, 1 second later, you're like, oh my God, why did I do that? It's like you can't even, it's like a reflex almost.
Yeah, I mean, when someone slashes me, I instantly slash them back. Like, I have no control of that. I'm trying to get better at it, but it's just the animalistic nature of someone hits me, I hit them back. Like, mm-hmm. I try to control it, but
most people
mind over matter. You just got to evolve.
Why? Is there something, a specific thing in your life?
What I was saying was, like, when Johnny brought up, like, before I was mad about when you guys did that podcast and I wasn't involved. Like, at that time, I was super passionate about the podcast.
But now you don't really care.
No, now it's like, I was like, well, I can't control my, like, I was getting so mad about everything. Like, if the podcast wasn't going how I wanted it, I would get mad. If people were giving me negative feedback about it, I got mad. You know, things like that. If a lot of people weren't listening to it, I got mad. And so now I've just kind of, I don't let that stuff bother me, but at the same time, I don't feel that I work as hard at it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I had to let it both go.
You have care about really doing a podcast at all, and then...
Like, I know, I still, like, want to do it, and I still put effort into it, but I'm not, like, I guess, obsessed about it.
Yeah, so if something's not a priority for you, then if it doesn't go well, you don't care. But if it is, then you get really mad about it.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I think you just got to change your, like he said, funnel it into, instead of being mad about it, flip it and try to do something to make it better.
But this is coming from the guy who gets way more upset than... And anybody in this room.
Yeah, but...
You get more heated and let more stuff get to you, and I've seen you get into more confrontations and fights and arguments than anybody in the room.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm also exposed to a lot more. Like, and I'm also the type of person that can't, like I said before, not say something. Like, if you say something stupid to me or do something stupid, I'm going to tell you. Like, I don't have that in me to not do that. Like, I wish I did sometimes to be able to filter that.
Right, then what if it's...
But I experience it so much, I'm telling you, you should be listening to me. I'm the one that gets the most mad about stuff. If anyone's an expert in it, how to deal with it, it should be me. Because I do it wrong a lot. So I'm telling you, I've been doing a little bit better with it.
Right.
And the way that you do better with it is, you know, not internalize it so much. Not, who cares if the podcast is going well, next week will be better. Like, you just need to have more of a positive attitude with things. And the little things don't matter all the time. Like, I stress on the little things. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to look at this podcast. You know, I'm not stressed about it. It still can be important. Just realize if it doesn't go well, you don't have to get mad about it.
Well, I really like what you said there. Like, confidence and being positive. And rather than thinking, like, it's terrible, just being like, it will work out. It will.
Well, not to mention you're doing something. Like, you're doing something more than a normal person doesn't have a podcast. So look at it, you're doing something. Yeah. Like, you know, at work, I'm doing something where I'm managing something big and doing all this. Not everyone does that. I'm always not the best at it, and I do get mad about it. But at least you're doing something. And what I do get mad about stuff, but I am confident about things. You got to be confident you're going to bounce back. What you're doing matters, and, you know, it's going
to
be fine.
Yeah. No, I think that we're onto something. I think that solved a lot of what I was talking about.
Now that a lot of what Mike was talking about has been solved, I figured we'd head on back to 2015 on our way to the NBA Finals.
Hey, Chris, I haven't talked to you since you did that last podcast without me.
Yeah.
What's it like doing a podcast without your partner, your loyal partner?
I don't know. It was different, but I don't know. I think we did a pretty good job. I liked your little segment.
Yeah, so I like how you talked about me in it, and then they just never referenced the fact that you just basically said, yeah, I'm Johnny's doing a good job, but, you know, you were just you know, predicting this day, Mike. That's what you're actually talking about.
Yeah.
Chris never referenced. It's just one of those glitches. They're like, yeah, we'll just pretend he's.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Johnny's doing a good job.
Johnny was his nickname for Luke.
Now, you moved on. After my clip, you moved straight back to whatever you were talking about.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my clip even made it in.
And Mike, I wanted to make a point that, you know, the LeBron James thing, I think it was in your DNA to love and hate and love because you like wrestling. And I figured LeBron James, you know, he was the, you know, the amazing good guy, then the heel for you, and then the good guy. So even though you hated him, I still think you kind of looked at him as the bad guy in wrestling.
I think that's a great analogy because I went from hating him to loving him in, you know, 1 second. As soon as he...
We're going to win 3 championships. We're going to win 4 championships. We're going to win 5.
Yeah, I didn't like him then.
Looks like we're going to cross into Ohio pretty soon here.
Woo!
Do you get excited when you cross into Ohio?
I do. I get excited when I see a sign for Cleveland. I get real excited when I get into the city. I don't know why. I was thinking about this the other day. I love Cleveland, and I don't live there. Yeah. I just love that town and always wanted to do good.
And you kind of diss Pittsburgh a little bit.
I mean, I'm not a Steelers fan.
You root for the Penguins and Pirates, right?
Yeah, I can get into the Penguins and Pirates, but, I mean, the Browns and the Cavs, those are, like, my two favorite teams, you know? Those are the ones that I feel like I play for sometimes.
Like, do you think you like the Cavs and Browns as much as we like the Steelers?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah, I just didn't know if, like, you know, because you, when we win a lot, you know, you tend to like things more. And when you, like, a loser, like, sometimes I'm a sore loser. You know, like, I was mad at LeBron for game one for holding that ball at the end and shooting that shot. So I'm kind of like, I support my team, but sometimes I get annoyed. So I didn't know being a Cleveland fan and having years of, you know, a lot of losses, if you think we're more diehard fans than you.
No, you just had more to cheer for.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I am glad to be here tonight with Mike. It's like bringing, like, it's like bringing a little boy to a, I don't know. Well, what would you bring a little boy to that he'd be real excited about?
Maybe take him to the zoo.
Yeah.
Boys seem to like that, or maybe like a dirt bike race or something like that.
Yeah. I'm the little boy in this analogy.
Yeah, you're the little boy who's older than us.
So you would be, I guess, my dad?
My two dads? I'm going to be the dad.
Sure. I'll be your uncle.
Yeah, I want to be your dad. So
did you do anything in preparation for the big game today?
Yeah, I did. When I woke up, I took an ice cold shower just to try and calm myself down because I was a little amped. And then that didn't really work. So later on, during lunch, I dumped a 25-pound bag of ice in my bathtub. And then I sat in it for 10 minutes. Just trying to calm down a little bit, but I'm still, I guess that's good that I'm like amped up.
I would think that would do the, laying in ice water would do the opposite and not calm you down. I would think warm water would calm you down and soothe you, but cold water would get you amped up from the shock.
You might be right, because yeah.
Maybe you aren't even excited for the game. Maybe you're just cold.
Yeah, we have some really good seats too.
Yeah. Hey, section 101, row 14.
Well, I'm not sure if Mike is still taking ice baths a year later. That might be something I'll have to ask him on an upcoming episode. But I figure I'd come back to current day us. So here you go.
If I put like, if I tip somebody like at the coffee shop, like I want them to see me putting that dollar in the bucket.
Of course.
Yeah, dude. I like that too.
I want that too. I want that too because I'm a good tipper. And on top of that, like, I don't want the person to think I didn't tip them.
Yeah.
So that's my main concern. Not like that, hey, I'm tipping you, I'm so great, but more like, hey, I'm not stiffing you. Well, I did put a tip in
here. I love how you, like, wait a second. Yeah. Like, put it in there, hey, look, I'm putting some money in here.
Yeah. It's the worst when they don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks. That. You put that money in there, hey, then they don't even know you
tip. I don't know if you guys do this, but even when I get pizza and I pick it up, I still tip.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just because I feel like the people behind the counter, they're walking back and they're not delivering. Yeah. Plus, I worked at Bingo, and I didn't get tips from old ladies, and I want a tip. It feels so good to get a tip, and I want people to feel that way.
I tip everybody. I mean, it's weird. Some situations, I don't even know if it's appropriate, and I kind of get, like, awkward about it. Like, when the DirecTV guy came here and, like, installed the thing, I was like, should I tip this guy? Like, I don't know. Like, and I gave him $10 and then, but he was like real appreciative of it. So I think that like, maybe they do want that, but probably like most people don't. Right.
Yeah.
Would you tip your,
I do. I tip like the Comcast people or whoever come. If they do a good job and they actually feel like they care. Like the other day I cut my hot tub up and I put it out for the trash and they took it all. And so the next week I waited out for the trash guys because you can't ever catch them. Like they come at weird times. But I gave the dude $20 and I was like, hey, buy lunch for you. And he's like, oh man, you and the other guy there. He's like, oh man, thank you. I was like, you guys take everything you're doing a good job. I appreciate it because, you know, it's a pain if people don't take your garbage. Right. And I got to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, we used to always tip the garbage guys at work. My dad made sure we tipped them. They took care of us, you know, like, because the dumpster would be overflowing. There was, like, tons of stuff. And, like, yeah, I think it's cool to tip people. You know, I think it's really weird when people don't believe in tipping. I think it would be cool if tips were just, like, automatically included in bills and stuff. That way people couldn't stiff people, you know? I think...
Yeah, it could be included. I kind of like when it's included.
Yeah.
And I still tip on top of that just because I'm like, eh, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, you got to give them a little extra.
All right, well, it's time to head back to 2015. So here we are in the car.
Prior to this, the most I'd ever spent on a ticket, I think it was $500 I spent to see Springsteen. Oh. And then I spent $500 to see Lil Wayne.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I sat like 10th row. It was, I don't know. I was just a little boy back then. What about you guys? What's the most you've ever spent on a ticket before this?
I don't really think I've spent that much on a ticket before. I can't even think. If
Steelers, probably maybe like a Monday night game, like $300-$400, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would have probably been with Johnny, whatever, but I don't think I've ever spent anything close to this. Maybe, I can't even think of a concert that we spent a lot of money on.
I mean, we went and saw Jay-Z and Kanye watch the Throne tour. I think those tickets were like $500 the day of. They were like 13 rows back. No, they've been like 300.
Yeah, they weren't that expensive. I think maybe a Penguins playoff game, we may have spent a couple $100. But I think most I ever spent was a couple $100. That's another way I can justify it.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, we're at game 4 of the 2015 NBA Finals. So, I mean, you know, it's a place in history we will all remember.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said the year because I'm sure... that right now, actually, is probably in the future, some people are listening to this, wondering which finals we're talking about.
Yep, it's the 2015 NBA Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, in case you're in the future right now.
Yeah, and you have MVP of the league, Steph Curry, going against LeBron James, last year's MVP, right? He was MVP last year, right, Mike?
Yeah.
So... I mean, I'm sure people in the future are going to be listening to this. I mean, all of our kids, our grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can know what we're like. If you want to ever know what we were like going to a Cavs game, this is what it's like.
None of us have kids.
To all my future grandkids who are listening right now, this is Pappy. And I'm driving in my car, going to see the Cavs. You know how Pappy loved the Cavs.
You know Pappy and his sports.
You know Pappy and his Cavs.
Taking his little boy.
Yep, taking his little boy, who's older than him, to the Cavs game.
Hey, everybody, Pappy here. Well, that was pretty weird. I guess we were just planning ahead for this podcast today, but figured we'd come back to current day us, so here we go.
We, us three play a lot of sports together, especially in the summertime. Mike, you didn't come play volleyball with us the other day. You should. It's a lot of fun.
I invited him.
Yeah. Are you going to come play volleyball with us at some point?
Yeah. No, I was at a wedding.
Okay. But we play basketball. Johnny and I play deck hockey. I don't know why you don't play deck hockey. It's awesome.
I think you'd be good.
It's an incredible workout. I looked up on the internet. I actually went to the website. I'm going to start citing my sources. I think that's important to do because, like, I feel like there's a lot of, like, bad information out there. And who knows? Maybe this information's bad. But at least... I'm saying where I got it from. I looked up like the best calorie burning things that aren't just going to the gym. I know you like going to the gym. That's fine. But some people want to do something that's more fun that, you know, like more of a game that makes it more entertaining. So this was from thepostgame.com, had the top 10 calorie burners. I know calories aren't everything, but it's kind of a good gauge, you know, of what, but, So the top 10 were swimming was number 10,
Yeah, swimming's rough.
It's these will be calories.
That's my favorite team sport. Me and you go do the butterfly together.
Yeah, butterfly's hard.
So this is the based on calories per
hour that you burn doing this thing. And there's a surprise in it. There's a surprise that's not on here. Then I looked up what it was, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's right. But swimming is 500 to 800 calories.
So that's number 10.
Yeah.
People always say that's like the number one.
Yeah, but it's because it's not like hard on your bones. Yeah,
low
like,
impact.
Yeah. Because when you run or you play basketball, like my ankles and feet hurt from doing that.
Right. Yeah, but so it's low impact. It's 500 to 800 calories per hour. That's cool. Next was jogging. Which I kind of feel like isn't very fun.
I love when we jog together.
But like it's 550 to 900 per hour jogging. Then football is 600 to 900 per hour. And I would guess that's because it's a lot of short bursts and stuff like that. They're not talking about tackle. They're talking flag, touch, whatever. Stair climbing was 650 to 900 because it works your glutes and also your upper body. I don't know. I don't really go stair climbing. Next was ice hockey. Was 650 to 900 an hour. It's a whole body workout. As we know, we play deck hockey, which I kind of feel like deck hockey might almost be, I mean, obviously deck hockey is probably not something that they include on a list like this because it's kind of like weird. Not everyone even knows what it is, but you're running nonstop. When you're on skates, at least you can glide a little bit, but like, yeah, it is a full body workout. Next was martial arts, 700 to 1100 calories per hour. None of us do that.
Greg Wood. Yeah. He's opened his own place.
Our buddy Greg Wood. Jump rope, 700 to 1,100 calories per hour. That's an entire body workout. And it's also really good for hand-eye coordination, things like that. Now we're up to number two. You're going to love this one, Johnny. Soccer.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel like it's the same kind of thing as hockey, too.
It's like, similar deck hockey, soccer, yeah. Similar things.
900 to 1,400 calories per hour because you're always moving. You're either walking, jogging, or sprinting. And then number one was running, 900 to 1500 calories per hour if you're running above 8 miles per hour. It works your whole body, and from your calves to your quads to your abs and your pecs, it works everything when you run.
So basketball's not on there?
That's the surprise to me. And what I found out from the same website was a 155 pound person burns 563 calories per hour playing basketball. So I don't know. I was surprised.
I guess a lot of the guys we play basketball with don't look like they're in great shape. Well, maybe that's why.
It's also how you play basketball. If you go down and you stand there on, you know, offense and you wait at like the 3-point line, or if you're cutting and running, it's totally different. One person could burn 500 calories, yeah. One person could burn 1,000. It depends on how hard you're playing. And jumping, you know, that's another thing. If you're going up for rebounds, jumping, I mean, that burns calories.
Yeah, I think, I've been sore after basketball for sure. I mean, it's all how you play. If you hustle down to play defense when there's a turnover, yeah, you're going to burn a lot of calories. But they're probably assuming maybe it's like a half-court three-on-three game, a lot of standing around maybe. Yeah. I don't know what they're assuming. But I know when I play basketball, I always get a workout. I would think I would get just as much of a workout playing basketball as I would playing hockey.
Or running.
Or running, yeah, sure.
Because I think with basketball, you're dribbling, you're shooting, you're running. You're like hitting off people. I just think I think it'd probably be a better workout.
And the other thing that I was going to talk about is food. We all have different types. We have three different types of diets in this room. Johnny's a vegetarian. I am the in-between guy. I don't eat red meat. I still eat fish and chicken. And Mike eats everything, right?
Right.
So the first thing I want to talk about was tofu. Do you like tofu?
I don't.
You don't?
Have you ever tried at Yummy, the local Chinese restaurant, my general says tofu?
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, could take it or leave it.
Yeah. It's probably my top three favorite things I eat.
Yeah. I love it. And I got an especial, Sarah's been making it lately, and even just, you just put it in a pan with nothing, and you just press it, and maybe put some sriracha on it, and I just think it's, like, so good. And so I wanted to look up some things about tofu and learn a little bit about it because I feel like it gets a bad rap.
Well, there's a lot of soy protein, and too much soy protein could, you know, I think with guys especially, what's the word? What's it change in you? Estrogen,
ooh,
I think. I think that's one of the things with soy protein. You don't want too much of it. I think a little bit's good. Like, the better proteins are whey, which comes from milk, and even from, like, peas, and, like, the vegan proteins are good, too. But that's the only thing about eating too much tofu.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't really... I think I may have seen something, but I didn't see about eating too much, but I did see the thing about the estrogen, it being a good deterrent for women and breast cancer.
Maybe for women, I was saying men.
Right. That's not something I even wrote down. But I saw that tofu was discovered, supposedly, by a Chinese cook 2,000 years ago when he accidentally curdled soy milk when he added seaweed to it. So it's been around for a long time. It's a good source of protein, and it contains all 8 essential amino acids.
Which a vegetarian needs.
Right.
Like, I think that's why I have to eat a lot of vegetables to try to get things like that.
Right. It's an excellent source of iron and calcium. It provides protection against cancer, heart disease, and bad cholesterol, supposedly. And it gets a bad rap for not being good. And I say it's actually delicious, especially with sriracha sauce. Try some tofu.
Or General Tso sauce.
Yeah, or whatever. But, I mean,
kind of is sriracha sauce like... Frank's Red Hot?
No, it's the thick hot sauce. It's at every Chinese restaurant that has a green cap on it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I mean, Red Hot's good on it, too. I mean, anything like... I just like some hot sauce on it.
You're not talking about Frank's? I mean, not Frank's. Red Devil. Red Devil is my favorite hot sauce besides sriracha.
Yeah, Red Devil's good. You could probably counterpoint me on this. I'm sure you know a lot about nutrition, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I stopped eating red meat a couple years ago, except when my only exceptions to eating red meat is when it's rude to not eat it. Like, if I went to someone's house and they made me dinner, and not a steak, but like if it had a little bit of like ground beef.
Do you need like lasagna or something?
My mom makes a Greek food called pasticho, and it is amazing. It's so good. It has a little bit of ground beef in it. And it's only like a treat, like a couple times a year that I eat this thing. I'm like, I guess I'll eat it. I'm not going to make her like... And I've been in situations where I'm at somebody's house. I was at an aunt and uncle's house, and they made us dinner. And like, it was really good, but like, I didn't want to be like, oh, I don't eat that.
Yeah, you know? I like that exception.
That's the only exception I make.
I make no exceptions.
Right, well, you're an all-out vegetarian. So I just feel like they're going to be like, well, you do eat meat. Like, are you just... That's my only exception when it's really rude to not eat it. But this is from prevention.com, reasons to stop eating red meat. And you could probably counterpoint me if you know some reasons to eat it. But here are some interesting things that I found out. That red meat has an additive called carnitine, which is also found in energy drinks sometimes, which causes hardening and clogging of the arteries. So I don't want that. A Harvard study links red meat consumption with shorter lifespans, and it says processed red meats like hot dogs and salami are the absolute worst things you can eat. I mean,
Mike ate a hot dog before you came here.
I ate a hot dog while I was golfing today.
He probably ate a salami sandwich for lunch.
I mean, I mean, from what I've read, those are like the absolute worst things you can eat.
I believe it.
I quit eating hot dogs in like sixth or seventh grade. That was the first meat I quit eating.
Right. Pink slime.
Ugh.
Which is
likes that.
It's a leftover meat spun to remove fat, heated, and then treated with ammonia gas to kill bacteria. It's in 70% of supermarket ground beef. I don't really want to eat pink slime. Eating red meat increases your risk of type 2 diabetes. And if you eat 3.5 ounces of red meat daily, it gives you a 19% increased risk of diabetes. And Okay, that's just red meat. That's if you got a steak. 1.8 ounce, so half of that in processed meat, hot dogs, salami, pepperoni, whatever, is a 51% increased risk of diabetes. If you eat that daily, 1.8 ounce, I don't think that's very much. So if you eat a salami sandwich every day, you are increasing your risk of diabetes by 51%. That's pretty substantial.
I'm glad that I don't eat meat because I eat a lot of candy. So I'm sure that I'm increasing my risk that way. So
yeah.
But also, broccoli, I saw a meme of this, which has got to be true if it's a meme, that broccoli has more protein per serving than meat does.
Like but, a steak. But.
You have to eat a lot.
It's a lot. You have to eat a mountain of it to make it the same amount.
It was, I think, on my Facebook feed today, it said 2 years ago, I posted that our friend Bellin ate a salami sandwich for breakfast and a salami sandwich for lunch.
So he had more than his 1.8 ounce
of and Bellin comes up every episode. Bellin's on here.
When you eat red meat, it increases your risk of Alzheimer's due to excessive iron. It increases your risk of colon cancer if you're a person with a genetic predisposition for colon cancer. And the added hormones increases breast cancer risk. And that this is based on a study of 90,000 women. I saw the thing. I don't know if you saw the thing, if you watched John Oliver, about how they like warp their scientific findings, mm-hmm. just like coincidence types things, and then release it as a actual fact. Like eating chocolate while pregnant is good for your, like, just like weird things. Like drinking a glass of red wine is the equivalent of going to the gym for an hour. That's the example they use. That's really dumb.
Right.
But that's, I mean, a study of 90,000 women, I feel like, is a pretty good sample. Women who ate 1.5 servings per day had nearly double the risk than women who ate three or fewer servings per week of breast cancer. We're talking about red meat. So if you have 1.5 servings per day, you have double the risk of someone who eats it less than three times a week. So I don't know. It seems like pretty convincing stuff that...
It's expensive, too.
What is?
Red meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a vegetarian. I can't go anywhere and get an expensive meal. Like, I don't eat mushrooms, so I can't get, like, morel mushrooms or anything like that. But 2 points I want to make. First point is that I don't want to have to think about what I'm eating, whether it was raised with antibiotics or not. I think we were talking about that. Like, is that the state that we're in, that the pitch is raised on a farm where we do use antibiotics? Does that say something bad, that you're worried about the animals you're eating or whether they're getting antibiotics or not? Like, I could eat meat because I think it's weird.
I think, was it Subway's, like, that's their slogan is, hey, no antibiotics. That's the best they can do.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you should eat their food.
Right.
The other thing I want to ask you guys, this isn't game time, but it's sort of a game. What is the healthiest lunch that you eat? I know what mine is. At least I think I know what it is. Like, what's, like, consistently lunch. When you eat a lunch, you probably eat the same lunch all the time, but, like, what's the healthiest? Because I eat out every day. At work, I go eat somewhere every day. It's usually Panera or a Mexican restaurant or a Chinese restaurant, but I eat out every day. So I kind of know in my head the healthiest meal that I eat.
Right. I don't know if what I eat is healthy or not. It's one of those on the fence things. When I work from home now, so like I kind of changed my eating habits a little bit. I used to eat this gigantic breakfast just to get, but now I kind of like spaced it out, so I made part of my breakfast my lunch. So I've been making the eggs first lately because Sarah's been eating eggs with me in the morning too. But for the longest time, my lunch was 3 eggs and 2 pieces of toast, and
that doesn't sound like a healthy lunch.
And some Greek yogurt sometimes, but
But okay, so let me tell you my healthy lunch that I eat, and just in comparison on the difference. And one of them is like a chain, but I go to Panera and I get a salad, a classic salad, and I get black bean soup. Okay. Like for me, that's a lot of vegetables. The black beans have protein, iron, that sort of thing. So to me, if we compare it ours, I think that mine would be healthier than yours. Because you're eating bread. That's one thing. I don't think bread has very much. Eggs are healthy. Some people go back and forth. And then obviously Greek yogurt. But I try to look at lunch as like eating things like I essentially need. The other one I eat that I think is healthy is I go and I get edamame, which is soybeans. Uh-huh. And I get a sweet potato sushi and avocado sushi, which are both superfoods. So I feel like when I eat those two lunches, I feel like that's the healthiest. And I feel like good after I eat them.
Yeah. I mean, those sound good. I hope that eggs are good for you because I eat them every day. Every day. Like,
are they raised with antibiotics?
I get the organic, cage-free.
They're not raised. So that's another one. The cage-free. Like, so we're the meat and eggs industry is they're not raised in cages and we don't give them antibiotics. Like, that's what they say about them. That's not a good pitch to me.
Right. I don't know.
Healthy lunch? What's a healthy lunch you eat?
Well, today I ate a Arby's roast beef sandwich, a curly fry, and a 5-hour energy, and I got a backup roast beef sandwich in the fridge at home. I've kind of fallen apart.
I gotta ask you.
But I've just been living life, man. I've been enjoying it, man. That's why it's been like the best 2 months of my life. I eat gummy bears in bed at night. I wake up, they're like all over my face, and I eat more.
But you go to the gym and stuff.
Well, I'm all in or I'm all out. I'm one of those guys.
That's really strange. I feel like eating would be the easy part.
Well, no, what happened was I achieved my goals as far as like, I was like, oh, I look how I want to look. I'm like perfectly cool with this. And I think I had self-acceptance maybe. Like, I don't think I maybe probably look any different than I looked a year ago. I just like care less and am more self-accepting. So it was like the motivation is gone. I do it all for looks. I'm like vain. I just want to look good. Don't want to live past 70. Just want to look good. And feel good, too. Feel good and look good.
That's what I'm saying. When I eat, like, a healthier lunch versus when I eat Mexican food, I'm eating, like, a cheese enchilada, a bean taco, rice, and chips and salsa. Like, that's, like, 1,000 unnecessary calories. And I'm not getting that much. Like, there's protein and stuff in beans, but I feel like you got to eat fruits and vegetables. You got to eat different things. Like, I feel like those things help you. They have different vitamins, minerals, that sort of stuff in them, so... But do you eat any healthy lunch? Like, what's
my healthy lunch is when I'll make a protein shake with dry oats, berries, Greek yogurt, coconut oil, almond milk, and that's my healthy lunch.
Every time I make a smoothie, which I put in those similar things, I use a lot of chia seed, flax seed. I don't use milk or anything, but I use protein. I use Muscle Milk, which isn't the best. But every time I drink it, I feel so satisfied. Like, this is the healthiest thing I could be drinking right now. Because right. It has so much good stuff. Like, I know it's probably there's something healthier I could drink, but I feel so
not
great.
Not much. That's pretty much the healthiest you can get.
What is?
When you make, a shake with all the healthy stuff.
Fruits, protein.
Right. I'm always curious about the, like, powders.
Yeah, definitely. I had vegan protein, which is made by About Time, which is a Pittsburgh company. Mm-hmm. And it's so good for you. It's like peas is one of them, pumpkins. Like, there's protein. It tastes so bad. So bad. Muscle Milk vanilla has sugars and stuff. That's probably the only bad thing in there, but the protein's good in it. But it tastes amazing. It's the best protein, in my opinion.
Hmm. Muscle Milk?
Muscle Milk vanilla.
It's the best tasting, yeah.
Yep. That's all my notes. All my notes were the only other apps, the only other notes, that we went to a comedy show. I forgot to talk about that last thing.
Yeah.
I saw the least funny comedian I've ever seen. Did you think he was funny? If I wasn't there, would you have thought he was funny?
I was like sweating. I was so nervous. And
I think it's amazing that you took people that would be offended by exactly what the guy said to his show. Hilarious. Like, I loved it. I thought it was so funny. And I thought you guys would think it's funny too, because it's so ironic the way...
I know, but like...
the background. It was my idea. I wanted to go see Joey Diaz. He's a comedian. I've always heard good things. I've never actually heard his stand-up. And there were six of us. We went, and the dude was...
Wasn't it someone's birthday?
It was Maria's birthday. Yeah. And it was... So we went there, and it was my idea. And
he's on the Joe Rogan podcast. That's why you like him.
Yeah, he's funny on there. But I never heard his stand-up, but I heard he was funny. But he was super offensive and was offending everybody that I was with. And, like, within 5 minutes, I was just...
I am really,
really nervous.
I'm really upset you didn't invite me, because I would have loved to have seen this. Like, I mean, I would have been laughing so hard, everyone being offended. Like, you guys...
I don't understand how, like... Here's the worst part. It's like, I know that... It's the offensive stuff. Okay, that's one part. I mean, it was just like he was saying things I didn't agree with, but that's not even what I'm talking about. He wasn't funny. Nothing he was saying was funny. That's what's funny about it is, like, even if I agreed with his views, I would have still been like, this guy sucks. Nothing about this is funny.
Was he worse than Seinfeld?
Yes.
Wow.
Seinfeld was really bad, but this dude was just, I mean, if we weren't there, would you have thought he was funny?
I honestly, I didn't think he was funny. but I don't know if it was because I wasn't able to, like, in that environment, I don't know if I would have been able to find him funny, you know? But would I go back to him? Probably not. Like, I don't think he would be funny.
Right.
But I mean, I was just really, like, uncomfortable the whole time.
I mean, his, like, this was one of his jokes. Like, he said that, I'm trying to think, like, what his... The only thing that, like, made me, like, giggle the slightest bit was when he said he called himself, because we talked about it on the way down, he compared himself to Big Pussy from Sopranos. That's who he looks like. And then I was like, oh, yeah, he does. But that was, like, the only funny thing.
What was one of his jokes? Didn't you say you were going to tell one of his jokes?
I'm trying to remember, like, what...
He talked about him and his cat both snorting cocaine and both being real paranoid, looking out separate windows at the same time.
That's pretty funny.
It wasn't funny when he told it.
Mike's been, he's pretty versed in stand-up, so it
was very poor delivery. He said that, which I think, what did he say? I mean, I'm trying to remember, like, what was even, I'm trying to even remember, like, what the offensive stuff he said was, but, like, I just remember him being so not funny. But there was stuff where I was just like, this guy sucks. He just, if you saw this guy, if you like were in a bar with him or something, you're like, this guy's such a piece of shit. He sucks so bad.
It's funny, Andrew Dice Clay, I've never seen his stand-up, but I guess he was pretty offensive. You know, I don't know if he's that offensive, but his show, I love him. I think he's one of the funniest guys, but I don't know. It's the same thing. Like,
what is that show? Is it like based on his real life?
Yeah, it's sort of like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he basically is himself.
Okay.
You know, Natasha Leggero plays his girlfriend.
Oh, I like her.
So it's just different. Like, but he plays himself, and it's actually really funny because it kind of makes fun of how offensive he was.
Is it like a 30-minute like comedy?
Yep, it's exactly like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay. I think it's on Showtime.
It's called Dice.
Dice.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'll have to check it out.
It's so funny. And he's an offensive dude. Like, I'm saying that's like how Mike liked him on Joe Rogan. I like him in this show, but I probably don't like, you know, his stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, some comedians are funny on podcasts, and their stand-up sucks, and some are the opposite. Their stand-up kills, but they're not funny. Like,
I think you're good at both, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, so we're heading back to 2015 now. This is the conclusion of us on our way to the game, but we'll have the actual conclusion maybe as the last part of the whole podcast. So here we go.
And I feel like I had some other points to make in this podcast, but
I was hoping you did.
I hope everyone checks out the clip of the lady after the Golden State game two, where LeBron played amazing and they won. I can swear, right, Chris?
You can say whatever you want.
The girl said to LeBron James, I think she called him a fucking pussy-ass bitch.
Yes.
And LeBron stopped and looked at her and gave her a look like, seriously? It was one of the most amazing looks. And the Usher guy's like, watch your mouth, lady. But LeBron's face is amazing, so please go check that clip out. Hopefully Tony doesn't talk shit on me for saying that. You know how he is with clips and stuff.
Well, I guess that we could pick this podcast back up after the game.
Can we get predictions?
Predictions, okay. Mike, your prediction for today.
The Cavs win 98-76.
Wow, you're predicting a blowout.
Yeah, I don't... How many points would that be? 26?
174?
Yeah, Cavs win by 26.
Okay.
Johnny, what's your prediction?
My prediction is Cavs 101... Golden State 91.
You think it's going to be a little bit of a high? That would still be under,
it'd
probably.
Still be under. So that's why, you know, I'm, you know, as much as I said I never want to bet an under again, I'm leaning Cavs and under for this game. Definitely Cavs. And I got to think with LeBron holding the ball a lot, it's going to go under.
My prediction is Cavs 96, Warriors 90.
All right, so it's a clean sweep. Cleveland wins.
Yep, and we all picked Cleveland and under.
Yep. I don't know what the over-under is.
193.5. I stated that at the beginning of the podcast.
Right.
3 and 193.5.
Okay. Well, we'll either be really happy when this podcast picks back up, or
we probably won't even record a second half.
No, it'll be very short. It'll be like, oh, yeah, whatever happened wasn't cool. But this is the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the ride here.
Yep. So we'll see you guys, for you, in about 5 seconds. For us,
hours.
Many hours from now.
See you guys.
See you.
Well, I don't know if you guys know what happened in that game or not, but we'll get to that after we do the conclusion of the current day us. So here we go.
Well, it's been a pretty good podcast.
No game time?
Oh.
Want to do game time?
Sure.
Okay.
This is what people wait for, right?
There's 5 questions. I came up with them. They're all multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take turns going first.
Yeah. It's Johnny versus Chris. According to legend, who rode naked through the city of Coventry on horseback to gain a pardon of the oppressive taxation her husband had imposed? Was it A, Athena, B, Lady Godiva, C, Joan of Arc, D, the real-life person who the character Khaleesi from Game of Thrones is based on?
Who goes first?
Who goes first on this one?
The guest.
Athena?
A? I'm going to go with Lady Godiva.
It's Lady Godiva.
Boom. I just was thinking chocolate. I didn't think it could possibly... Lady Godiva, to me, I felt like it had to do with chocolate, so... Apparently I was wrong.
Okay, now, number 2 plays right off of Lady Godiva. What was the name of the character who watched Lady Godiva riding naked, according to the legend? What was the name of the person? Somebody watched Lady Godiva riding naked. Okay. What was his name? I don't know if my question made sense. Okay. Was it A, Voyeur, B, Peeping Tom, C, The Watcher, or D, Creeps?
I'm going to say Peeping Tom.
That was my initial thought, but I'm just going to go with Peeps because it sounds cooler.
It was Peeping Tom.
I knew it.
That's where Peeping Tom comes from. I looked up where Peeping Tom came from. Comes from Lady Godiva.
Chris is good.
All right. Number 3. When the record company wanted to raise the price of this artist's album from $8.98 to $9.98, this artist threatened to change the name of the album to $8.98. Who was the artist?
It's not multiple choice.
Oh, it is. Okay. Was it A, Bruce Springsteen, B, Steve Miller, C, Prince, D, Tom Petty? Wanted to rename Prince. His album $8.98.
Prince.
I'm going to go with Prince as well.
No, it was Tom Petty.
Wow.
Tom Petty.
That seems like such a Prince thing to do.
Yeah, I know.
Because he had all those battles over his name and stuff. Yeah.
But I think Tom Petty did it earlier, because $8.98, that was a pretty... We weren't around when albums were $8.98.
Yeah, true.
I don't like Tom Petty. His guitar tones hurt my ears.
I love Tom Petty. That's why question 4 is about Tom Petty. Okay. Tom Petty never had a single go to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. The highest a song of his went was number 3. What song was it? Was it A, American Girl, B, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, C, Free Fallin', or D, Refugee?
Free Fallin'.
Well, I also think it's Free Fallin'. Sorry.
It was B, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
I love Chris picks every answer of mine that's wrong.
Well,
I thought
I thought it was...
Yeah, the one he did with Stevie Nicks. What's your favorite Tom Petty song?
Free Fallin's up there.
None. I don't like Tom Petty.
I always like Refugee.
I like Into the Great Wide Open.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I guess Free Fallin's all right, too, because I like that TV show, right? What TV show? Stand in the
you
place.
You like Walking Dead.
No, I don't.
Oh. You like Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I don't know what show you're talking about. It had Free Fallin'. Anyway, I guess I guaranteed one no matter what but...
All right. The last question. This one is worth 2 points.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Johnny could tie.
Yes.
Who did members of the Black Keys regret giving the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction speech for? A, Guns N' Roses. B, Steve Miller. C, Tom Petty. D, Green Day. The Black Keys inducted them, and they said it was a miserable experience. They regretted it.
Do I go first, or does John
go first? You go first, Chris.
Steve Miller.
Was Green Day a choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that one.
Steve Miller.
I actually knew the answer to that.
Yeah, supposedly Steve Miller is like a real miserable guy.
Yeah.
He didn't even take the time to get to know the guys in the Black Keys who flew out, did not get paid for 3 days, worked on this speech like tribute to him. And he was such a dick that like as soon as they were done giving their speech, they left. Didn't even stick around to watch anybody play.
Because Steve Miller.
Yeah, Steve Miller was a dick.
I don't like Steve Miller. I'm like you are with Tom Petty. I don't like Steve Miller
at
all.
I like Steve Miller way more than Tom Petty.
No,
and I was thinking Green Day's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's how I knew that.
That's crazy.
That's why I picked them.
We're old.
I mean, Green Day had a lot of great songs.
No, like I know that they should be in it. I just, you have to be a band, I think, for like 25 years to get in it.
Yeah.
Wow. It just seems like it's all old bands, and now there's a band that I can remember their like
25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they started in like 1989, I think.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I think we were like in just getting into high school when Dookie came out.
And they'd already been a band.
My ninth grade year, I wore the Dookie CD cover shirt to first day of school.
So did I.
I think Steve might have too because I was pissed.
But I was a year older than you. I wore a Dookie shirt to my first day of high school.
Oh, man.
So was I a year late?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that's crazy. That's what I literally wore. Speaking of music. So I talked to you guys last week that I've been writing a ton of songs. I've written 62 songs for consideration for the new Punchline album.
62 Degrees?
Yep. I couldn't fit them all onto one CD, but for each of you guys, there's 28 songs on each of the, I made a CD for each of you guys, and I wouldn't like, here's what I would say about this. Try to just listen to the songs. Don't listen to my singing or my playing. Just listen to the song and picture, like, well-produced, a real good singer singing it. And think about it that way. Think about, the songs are about the same quality as, like, the intro song to Men in Their 30s Only. That's about how good I am at recording.
I like that song.
Yeah, so, I think it sounds fun.
I like the song last week, too, the open. But I don't think you should always downplay your stuff. You should say, I wrote these songs, check it out, let me know if you like them.
But
you don't have to preface it by telling us, like, picture someone else singing it, recorded really well. Just give us the songs.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I would like, what I would love to have your opinion on what songs you like.
Are those 28 different?
No.
Oh, they're the same.
Once you guys, if you guys give me your opinion on what you like, I want you
guys.
Are you
going to unlock level 2?
Yeah, yeah. Once you guys give me a little bit of feedback and be like, hey, I like this song, or maybe you won't like any of them, I don't know. But, like, I want to have some opinions so when it goes to be recording writing time, I can be like, well, Johnny liked these songs. I'm like, you know, you guys whose opinions I value. And here's the other thing. If something happens to me and I die, you guys gotta find artists to perform each one of these tracks.
At your funeral?
That would be awesome.
All right.
Thanks, man.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird because it's what I spend a lot of time doing, and it's kind of like I'll listen to them by myself in my car and be like, this is awesome. Like, I'm so happy I wrote this. But then I'll, like, play it for someone, and I'll listen to it through, like, their ears, their perspective, and be, like, real self-conscious about it. So I'd rather just give it to you, not be around when you listen to it, and then you can give me some opinions.
That's a weird feeling, playing something for someone being self-conscious. You know, I used to be in a band, and I would feel that way too, where I'd play for someone, I'm like, man, they're going to record, this recording's not that good, or, you know, we didn't play that well. It kind of sucks to be that way.
But then when you're listening to it with your friend who you know likes your music already, or just by yourself in your car, you're like jamming out.
We're talking
like,
about John Bell and listening to his own music, driving around.
Oh, I do that. I mean, everybody.
I don't.
I don't try to be obvious about it, but I especially when you have a new recording, you want to hear it like you made this. Like, I made a copy of this for myself because, you know, some of these songs I haven't listened to in a while. And I have 62. I fit 28 on there. I have the next 28 ready to go, but you guys have to absorb this one first. And I would just like to see what you guys thought.
Are there names or they just want to?
There's names.
Okay.
They should come up on your CD thing.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift came up like, no artist or something weird.
I hope it doesn't do that. But in the event it does, I know what the tracks are called. You can tell me.
Yeah, I can tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever.
Right. Cool. Well, that's about it.
Well, we'll go back in time one more time to the conclusion of the podcast from a year ago. And this is us after the game.
Well, we're back. It's after the game. We're sitting in the car in traffic.
We're not in traffic. We're in the parking lot.
We're in the parking lot
eating some Twizzlers. We just watched the Cavs get blown out. I don't know, Johnny and I have a kind of bad track record of playoff games lately. Saw the Pirates lose, saw the Penguins lose.
At least we saw Taylor Swift together. We didn't lose at that one.
Yep, that was nothing but that was a win-win when we went and saw Taylor Swift this week. Kanye was at the game tonight. That was a highlight for me. Getting on the Jumbotron was a highlight.
We were on the Jumbotron for like 8 seconds. It was almost uncomfortable how long we were on there.
Yeah. Sat next to a girl named Colleen who swore a whole lot. But she had good reason to, because the Cavs looked absolutely terrible, I would say. And Golden State didn't miss. It was
LeBron needs to work on his free throws. If you're listening to LeBron, get in the gym.
Yeah. LeBron, if you wanna if you're listening to men in their 30s only, which you're 30, so I'm sure you are. Yeah, you need to work on those free throws. Also, you need to get some better teammates.
They should have got Moondog out there.
Yeah, Moondog, I think, would have played better than Dellavedova tonight. He looked bad.
Or J.R. Smith.
Yeah, J.R. Smith looked bad. Me and Mike noticed how bad J.R. Smith was looking in warm-ups. But I had an okay chicken sandwich. Got a couple T-shirts that I don't really feel like wearing now. Mike made us wear our extra large maroon Cavs shirts with the attendance on them.
I'm giving out to my stepdad.
What is it? 20,562. 20,562 disappointed fans.
Well, some are Golden State.
Yeah, there were
so 16 happy Golden State fans.
Yep.
If you're a Cleveland fan, this is just what happens. You drive 3 hours to watch them play, and then you drive 3 hours home depressed.
You leave work early, you take off work the next day, you spend a bunch of money, and all for what? Them to let you down.
Yep.
Every time.
It was a major letdown.
I got some breaking news.
What's that?
LeBron James showed his dick tonight during the game.
Yeah.
I saw a clip of it. That was the highlight of the game for me.
You're really excited about that. I looked over, and you were looking at that, and then I looked over 3 minutes later, and you were still looking at that.
I was zooming in. I watched the video. It was like a loop. I don't know. It was more exciting than the game.
I don't know what else to say about that game.
Yeah, I just kind of staring blankly out the window.
I just want to get moving.
Oh, look, there's lots of little kids in Curry jerseys.
Boo. What's up with the Curry kid wearing a mask, a respirator, whatever, gas mask type thing at the game?
I think he had an autoimmune disorder. That's what was up with that.
I thought he was just wearing it to be, like, funny.
For those of you who can't see what's going on here, which is everybody besides us in the car, we're in a parking lot. It's jam-packed, and basically you got to inch out to get in the line to get out of the lot. And Chris is completely parked in his spot, making no effort to move forward.
Well, none of these cars.
Thinks that somebody's going to stop. And
well, none of these cars have moved. That's the same car that's been sitting there. So what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I think no matter what, it's going to be a while.
I think we just need to turn on each other.
It's about midnight right now. By the time we get out of Cleveland, hopefully we'll be on our way by 1. We'll get some...
You think it's going to take us an hour to get out of this parking lot?
Not out of the parking lot, but out of the downtown Cleveland.
No, it's pretty quick once you get out of the parking lot to get out of here.
Oh, well, that's cool. Maybe we could stop and get some coffee on the way home or something.
I got to wake up at 8 a.m. and talk to my therapist for an hour.
Why?
Every Friday I call.
About the Cavs?
I mean, that's what it's going to be about, I guess. About how I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Dellavedova should have drank coffee before the game.
Yeah, I guess he came out and hit a couple threes after the half.
Yeah, because he drank coffee.
Yeah.
At halftime. If he'd had it in the first half, different ball game.
I don't know.
I bet no one's listening to this podcast
right now.
This
podcast was terrible.
We might have to scrap it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
See ya.
I wanted to just keep talking. That's it.
We can keep recording. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get anything, you know, groundbreaking.
Well, I think all our good stuff came before after we stopped recording.
Look at these babes.
Everyone's sad, except for them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of hotties.
I'll pause this. If we feel like recording anything else on the way home, we'll do it.
Keep recording it, but don't tell us. That's when all our good stuff comes.
Well, we didn't record anymore on the way home. And that is the end of the podcast altogether. But it's been really cool making 50 episodes of this podcast. And I hope that we can make another 50. And to guarantee that, it would be really cool if you guys could go on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating or leave us a comment. And what would be really cool is if you told your friends about our podcast and you told them to like us on Facebook. Because that's where we post some updates and stuff. Or you can add Men in Their 30s on Twitter. We also post there. And it's been really cool making this podcast. And I will also mention that I edited a lot of stuff out of the podcast that people probably don't want to hear about politics and things like that. Took them out. We got a little heated at one point, and I was like, under Mike's urging, said people don't want to hear us talk about those kind of things. And I could see why. And so I took that stuff out. And moving forward, I think the next 50 are going to be the best 50. So see you guys.